All right, class, in this session, let's go back. I'm going to give you about five scriptures. We're talking about excellent, going toward excellent, excellent in life and ministry. You remember our last setting. We had some powerful teaching in our last session. I need you to go over that over and over again. In this session, I want to add scriptures. I want to go back to Daniel 5:12. I want to make sure you see this about excellence of spirit. We talked about excellence of soul and excellence of body. Now, we talk about all three. We're talking about 1 Thessalonians 5, and where is that? Well, your whole 23 and 24. Then we're talking about Hebrews 4 and 12. These are extra scripture I'm giving you about excellence of spirit, excellence of soul, and excellence of body. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 and 24. Hebrews 4 and 12, you're going to need that weapon to do it. Romans 12, 1 through 3. Now, if you can meditate on those sections of scriptures, you'll begin to develop in your life and in your ministry those three excellence. Here in Daniel 5, 12, I remember one time for Dr. Price had called me to preach to ministers, and I preach a message called Excellent in Spirit. I'm going to dig that old message up because you need to have an insight of that. For as much, Daniel 5 and 12, for as much as an excellent spirit, I want you to underline that in your Bible, excellent spirit, but I want you to think about excellent soul, excellent body, excellent lifestyle. They all come together, but you got to bring them together because your soul is not, your spirit is excellent now, but you're reading your spirit having problems. You can find in Psalm 143 is because your soul is persecuted and it overwhelms your spirit because your spirit cannot communicate with your soul. That's why you got to renew your mind. All right, Daniel 5:12. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding and interpreting of dream and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubt was found in the same Daniel whom the king Belteshazzar now let Daniel be called. Now let Joel be called. Now let Joseph, what's your name? Jan, be called. See, you're going to be called when you're walking in the action of the Spirit. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show. See, Daniel be called, he will show because he know. He in tune with God. Then Daniel chapter 6, verse 3. And you see promotion in his verse. Promotion. Then this Daniel was preferred above all the princes, president and princes. Daniel 6, 3. Because an excellent, that is again, spirit was in him. And he was using it. And he was yielding to it. And he would not try to add on. I see now in ministries, I found out that commercials, companies are buying commercials in ministries for them to advertise during their services. Never do that. Never do that. Those ministries are in trouble. And as an apostle of Jesus Christ, I know some of them. I almost need to contact them. If the Lord would permit me, but the Lord hadn't permitted me because they're not under me. But don't ever try to mix the world with your finances. Always, Abraham in the 14th chapter of Genesis, they offered Abraham some money. And he said, no, give them something, but I don't want nothing because I don't want no man to say he made me rich. My ministry has no extra agendas. No outside agendas. I mean, not partnership with nobody but the Holy Ghost. And my ministry is thriving spiritually, financially, mentally. It's just everything that's thriving because God is the source of my ministry. Always remember that. God has to remain the source of your life and the source of your ministry. Remember that all the time. Don't add nothing on. Don't bring in that psychology. Don't bring in that scientific stuff. Don't bring in metaphysics. Don't bring in all them worldly ideals in God's church. God got his word, and that's what I'm going to teach you in this school. That's what my instructor is going to teach you, God's word. The other outside stuff is not what God is talking about. So then this Daniel was preferred above the president and princes. Other words, when you carry your ministry right, there's nobody in a higher position than you. Notice you said presidents and princes. That's powerful, man. Nobody is higher than you. Because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Now, I could hesitate, I could meditate right there, that when you are called by God, you're set over the whole realm. You're set over the realm of the whole worldly system. You're set over the realm of the devil and his demon. They all must subject and submit to you if you're walking in your full anointing. That's why you got Luke 10:19, behold, I give you power. Tread upon serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy shall do you no harm. And that is a powerful scripture. And then God said that, you look up that scripture, where he said, I'll give you a mouth and wisdom. That's another scripture where the enemy cannot gainsay. Powerful scripture. All right. Let's add on some scripture before I get back into our lesson. Let's add on Job 32:8, Proverbs 18:14, and then Proverbs 20:27. And I think I'm going to have to go ahead and read these because they are so important in what the Spirit, the foundation that the Spirit is trying to build your ministry upon in this school and in these sessions. Now these things that I'm teaching, most of them, if not all of them, I have personally enjoyed all these years in ministry. It's a powerful life. It's a powerful life. Challenges, yes, but it's still the most powerful life you can live. Let's turn to Job 32. I want you to see this. Verse 8, Job 32:8. But there's a spirit in man. Now notice now, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. You meditate that verse, because it's based on all the lesson that I'm going to share with you. There's a spirit in man. You got a spirit in you. And the inspiration. Now turn to Proverbs. If you will, Proverbs, you want to go there now and look at these other verses, because you'll be needing them in ministry, but they'll hold you. These are ankle, I guess you could say it, thank you, Holy Spirit, these are ankle verses in ministry, which will keep you in the Spirit and keep you in God's plan. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 14. The spirit of a man, get this, class, will sustain his infirmity. But a wounded spirit, who can bear? See? So you have infirmity, but the spirit of man, see, you see it? The spirit of a man will sustain. I want you to see that word, underline that word, sustain. Sustain his infirmity. So it means that in ministry, you will have to always, or in life, always lean to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:14. As many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the Son of God. As many as led by the Spirit of God, they can carry out the assignment of God. A man is led by the Spirit of God, they can live in the strength of God, the wisdom of God, the grace of God, the understanding of God, the knowledge of God, the love of God, the power of God. See, all those things is substantiating factors in life and ministry. And I'm carrying your life with your ministry because People try to have ministry without a life, it's not going to work. Okay? So in this verse, the sustaining power of the Spirit. All right, then one more now, Proverbs 20, 27, then we're going to get in our lesson. We're getting for the foundation from the Word. All the lesson we're teaching, the foundation of all the lesson is from the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. In Proverbs 20, 27, you there? I want you to read, look at every verse with me. Now, class, I want you to get, you got your Bible? I want you to read this verse out loud with me. Ready? Read. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. When you see the word candle, what's the first thing you think about? Huh? Light. Light. Let's come on. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Now, look what it says. Searching all the inward parts of the belly. So you're going to have to stay search in order to flow as the Spirit wants you to flow. Now let's get back in our lesson. Based on those scriptures, I'm going to take up where I stop. I know I need to repeat some things. We say some powerful things about having a successful lifestyle, a successful ministry. We went over Jeremiah 29:11, both in the King James Version and the Living Bible. We talk about God's plan. We talked about the stewardship of ministry. And I'll close talking about ministry not limited to the pulpit or to preaching, as it were, rather to cover every area of a human need. Social, get this, moral, spiritual, physical, and mental. That's five things I'm giving you there. Okay. Thus, wherever divine invention is needed for the gospel of the kingdom to be enhanced, see, God always dispatches human agent to stand in for him and act on his behalf. Now, that is powerful because when you in ministry, or you might be standing in one of the fivefold ministry gift, or you're just ministering and witnessing, you must know that you're God agent. And you must know, and theological school will have problem with this, that you are God in the flesh. In other words, you're not the big G-O-D, but he said to him whom the word of God has come to him, did not he call them gods? So you are a God in the flesh. You have to know that. You have to know the forces, the dynamics of God, the abilities of God, the strength of God, the power of God is using you. You God's mouthpiece. You God's agent. So it's real powerful to understand that, and I'll get into that more in the time to come. Now, we do have ministry gifts, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, but their principal function is to perfect the saint for the work of the ministry. Don't let the word perfect get you. Perfect means complete. Perfect means mature. I think that's one of the major problems in ministry is a lack of maturity in the things of God, and we have to. That's why you're here in this school. So he give Ephesians 4:11-12. Put that in your note. And he gives some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Now what for? For the perfecting of the saint. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. There's three things. See, we as ministers are designed to train people to do ministry. Now, here's one that is very dangerous. I told you about discerning and distraction and derailment. We talked about that. Here's one very important. Do not get trapped in the folly of comparing yourself with others. Don't get caught in it. You got a special assignment. So what do I do? Rather, discover your individuality and accept your responsibility. Discover your individuality. There's only one you. There's only one Greg Calhoun. There's only one Ron Walker. There's only one Montrell Thompson. There's only one Leroy Thompson Jr. You see what I'm saying? There's only one, I'll name some of the structure, there's only one Joanne Thompson. I mean, nobody can take Joanne's place. You see? And let's get it straight. The value, and the world needs to hear this. The value of the word does not change in a woman or man. You see what I'm saying? In other words, we had all this discussion about women ministry. God's word does not change. God uses who he wants to use. I want you to say that at this time. All right. So you women, stand up for what God has called you to do and do it. Rather, discover your individuality and accept your responsibility. Every member of the body of a line is part of the line and carries the aroma of royalty around it. You know, a line is the king of the jungle. No wonder Paul talks of our calling as a high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Those two symbols, a roaring lion, king of the jungle, and that an eagle does not fly, he soars, and he soars by himself. So the lion and the eagle references are important to me, because you got to recognize that you're a king, but you recognize he's the star, and you got to recognize that many times eagles don't flock. I heard when my son said that, and it's the truth. When I studied the eagle, it's very important. So don't be comparing yourself. Know this: all calling are equally high. Each person determining the height he attained. In other words, your ministry is not going to increase or be promoted without you. So this is the purpose of this teaching, to help you discover the steps up the ladder for the prize of the high calling of God unto your life. There are steps. There's a ladder, Jacob ladder. There's a ladder that has to be climbed, because on each prong of the ladder, class, there's a lesson to be learned. There's a lesson that will keep you, listen, from falling off the next prong of the ladder. So everything that you go through on certain levels of climbing that ladder, you have to learn the lesson. If not, you're going to fall back down to that step and pull back up again. So learn the lesson the first time. So important, all right? We cannot all be in one office if we are all preachers, who will be the congregation? If we're all selling, who will do the buying? Set yourself to discover your assignment and be yourself in the pursuit of excellence. Get this, it's a man's statement there. Set yourself to discover your assignment and be yourself in the pursuit of excellence. Now, I'm about to say some words that you may never have heard in your life. But in this session, I have to deal with this because it's very seldom dealt with. See, now you think about some sin. You think about the deal with some moral thing. No, I want you to write down, I am special. I am valuable. Because that's one of the deteriorating factors that Satan don't want you to know. So I say to you, from this classroom and from this class, you are special. You have to know that. So let's go. A thought of mediocrity make you a mediocre, while a thought of greatness make you a great man or a great woman. Turn to Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So you have to think about the greatness that God made you. God made you great. God made you great. God the star, Jesus the star, but he put his greatness in you. So you have to know you are special. Nobody going to talk me out of that now. Nobody going to talk me out of that. 7th verse said, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Powerful. The A part of that voice. So listen to this. Can you grip this? Because if you take a vision of what somebody else say about you, you're going to sin. Somebody say you're a whore. Somebody say you're something else. Now, here's a key, class. And I use this. I've seen Fred Price and different ministers use this. You are the way you see yourself. This is why the first step up the ladder of excellence is for you to think excellent. You are the way you see yourself. This is why the first step up the ladder of excellent is for you to think excellent. As you think in your heart, so are you. What you think in your heart is what you will voice out. There's a scripture in the book of Matthew. I don't know quite where it is. I want you to look it up. Sometimes I'll give a scripture and tell you to look it up. But you have words to look it up. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. Out of the abundance of the heart. So what you're thinking is what you're going to speak, and what you speak is what you're going to manifest. Okay? So I want you to know and understand, and it's not no pride, no arrogance, that I'm special. There's only one me. I'm valuable. Matthew 12:34. Put that in your lesson. Those two verses go together. Proverbs 23:7. Matthew's what? 12:34. Put those two together. Well, it's right down there before me. Next thing, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. That was the next. I didn't look down. Speak excellent. Speak excellent. The good news is that everyone born again is special to God and must see himself as such. Now, that'll keep you from sinning. That'll keep you from letting Satan make a hole out of you in some area of your life when you know you're special. See, Satan, that's what he don't want you to know. Satan wants you to think that you're not special, that you just... You have to do what he's telling you to do. So, from that perspective, it is time you begin to see the honor, I want you to have this, and the dignity attached to the new man. Honor and dignity. You're not a biological accident. Listen to what you are. You're a creature of destiny. A creature of great value. You're going to have that. You've got to know that for yourself. And then you have to know this. The outstanding things about treasure is the value attached to them. I say that you're a creature of destiny, a creature of great value, and the outstanding thing about treasure is the value attached to them. This is what makes things special. So I'm about to give you something now. Oh, my. You're going to have to know this. God rates you as a special treasure to him. These are things going toward the excellence of life and ministry. You have to know these things. God rates you as a special treasure to him. Look in Exodus 19:5. Exodus 19:5. I had to look at it myself because I had to look at it first to make sure it's saying what actually is in my outline here. Yep. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice, are you with me, Clarence? Exodus 19:5. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice, now that's very important, indeed, and keep my covenant, what he said, then, come on, read it with me, then ye shall, don't y'all be sitting up in the house and not having your Bible and stuff to follow me, because you're going to miss something. All right? Don't waste my time. Don't waste your time. You need to see this verse. You need to just sit up there. Look, turn, get your Bible. Turn to this verse. Listen, it's a powerful verse. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice, number one. Now, you know what that brings me to? Write down Isaiah 1:19. He said, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. And also Job 36:11. I'll give you scriptures that I've built in my heart for many years that have caused me to be successful in life and in ministry, in family, etc., in finances, in health, etc. My family and I go to the movie at my house in a 20-seat theater. I have 17 all together with my grandchildren, and we sat in the movie at my house eating popcorn. We got a popcorn machine down the hall as you go into the theater. 20 plush seat, push a button, and they flip out on you, and you lay back like you're laying in the bed. Red carpet, stars over your head, just powerful. And I'm sharing this with you as a student in this class. This is a private school, but I'm letting you know that you can have the best. My God. But it just can't be forced. Let's read this verse now. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice, indeed. Look, he said, obey my voice. Not just obey, indeed. And keep my covenant. Then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Lord have mercy. That one verse can pay for your tuition for the whole year. Just if you meditate that verse, my God, I think I'll meditate some more. That's a powerful verse, man. So you are a peculiar specimen of God's glory. Unique. Special. Why? You carry the kingdom of God inside you. That's Luke 17:21. Tell us that the kingdom of God is within you. Your kind, listen to this now, has never been seen before. You're not ordinary. You are peculiar. Why? You have access to the divine nature of God here on earth. The abilities of God are available to you. Class, are you hearing what I'm teaching you from that verse? Exodus 19:5. Excuse me. You got to know you're special. You got to know you're valuable. And you're going to have to know why you're special and why you're valuable. The kingdom of God live in you. You have access to the divine nature of God. And the ability of God are available to you. Turn to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 1. Notice I'm backing up everything I say with scripture. Because I can say a whole lot of things, but if it's not validated by the scripture, by the Holy Ghost, about a word of God, about a covenant, about a testament, it was none valuable. Here in 2 Peter 1:3 says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Also, the Lord told Moses in Exodus 7:1. Get that scripture. That's 2 Peter 1:3-4, Exodus 7:1. Let me turn to that. Are you with me, Clarence? Are you getting it? There's so much information, but it's going to serve you well. In Exodus 7:1, listen to this. And the Lord said unto Moses, see, I've made thee a God to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet, but you the God. In other words, the assignment has, now Lord, don't hold me on this word, has Godship in it. I never heard that word before. Godship. In other words, you not God, but as a representative of God, you carrying God's power, God's wisdom, God's understanding, God's anointing, because God is using you as his vessel. Now, with the undermining of that through religion, tradition, a lot of denomination, a lot of hierarchy, a lot of theologian, undermine the very essence of the power and the victory that God wants us to operate in. Always remember what I told you earlier, he's the star. See what I'm saying? But yet, by the same token, you're special, you're yielding, you're flowing, he's using you. See, if you never pick up your variant, that's what Satan don't want. Satan, even with Eve, he questioned Eve about her value. See what I'm saying? He said, God don't want you to know this. And that's how he got her to do what he wanted her to do. And so any sin or any weakness or any shortcoming or any habit you have that is not of God is Satan unquestioning your value. See, he don't want you to know you're special. So he wants you to demean yourself by doing something he leading you to do and making you think you're doing it yourself. Listen to this thing. I mean, religion and tradition, doctrine of men leave at Exodus 7:1. They'll explain it in every kind of way they can. And the Lord said unto Moses. Who said it to him? The Lord. Now, the next word. What the next word is? And the Lord said to Moses what? See. That's the word, Claire. See. Now, you got to see through all of this, these decasting value that have been put on ministry. See. And look what he said. The American Association, no. I have made thee a God to Pharaoh. See, that is very powerful. If God has made you a God to Pharaoh, then you are God to the whole world. Remember, Moses had told them in Acts 3:32, for Moses said unto the father, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear in all these things, whatsoever he said to you. For Moses truly said unto the father. Did he this? What Moses said? A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things, whatsoever he shall say unto you. The prophet Moses was talking about in this scripture, the prophet Moses was talking about in this scripture class, is Jesus. Jesus came, and it was said of him, what manner of man is this? He said, as my Father has sent me, John 20:21, write it down. As my Father has sent me, even so I send you. John 20:21. Listen, class. You are in the class of Jesus. He has sent you. The world should say of you, what manner of man is this? I remember preaching in Atlanta, Georgia. After we got to preaching, we had fellowship, eating back in the refreshment room. I was sitting at one table. Another minister was sitting at another table with his back turned to me from another state. That minister turned around to me and said to me, man, I'm just going to tell you what the minister's saying. He said, we've been down here preaching and hustling. Here you come flying through the air in your own personal jet talking about money coming to me now. Where did you come from? And he's a well-known minister. But just the idea when God make you, how did I get on that? Well, God, I read something, didn't I? You're in the class of Jesus. He has sent you. The world will say of you, well, yeah, what manner of man is this? You know, where you come from? I said, well, I'm out of Darrow. He said, well, what happened? Well, in all of my assessment of my ministry, the word of the Lord came unto me. In Darrow, with about 20 to 30 members, God said to me, I'm going to use you. I'm going to send people from the east to west and north and south. I'm going to buy a car. They'll put gas in it. They'll be glad to drive. And all these things came to pass. And then the Lord had a man to prophesy. His wife spoke in tongues and prophesied accommodation and consolidation and talks about what type of... Now, all they were doing was confirming. Because I didn't ever go on what they said. What type of ministry I was going to have. And so it should be said. In other words, class, I don't want you to say you went to this school and be normal. Just these few sessions I've gone over with you, you should not be normal. I've told you enough powerful stuff that God called a man, made a man of God, and showed you how Daniel, with excellence of spirit, was constantly being promoted. And the same thing can happen to you. You are special. Everyone called by God is sent to the world. He's made a God to the world. And the world is expected to listen to him and obey them. Him. You are a God. Oh, my goodness. This is the position of anyone who received the word of God. You are a God. How are God going to be a whore? How are God going to be a pimp? How are God going to be an adulterer? You are a God. This is the position of everyone who received the word of God. I'm going to give you a scripture for it. John 10:35. That's where we're going to start off next session. Those unto whom the word of God comes, he called gods. John 10:35. John 10:35. Now, in the theological cemetery, you're not going to get this because men are afraid to be whom God called them to be. You see what that scripture said? He whom the word of God come to, he have said, you are God. I might not be quoting it right, but when revelation knowledge and illumination, inspiration comes from the word of God, get in your spirit, you turn into a God. Sam power, Sam vision, Sam wisdom, Sam anointing, Sam understanding, Sam calling, Sam inheritance. Oh man, the resurrection power will be upon you. So I'll see you in next class. You heard enough tonight to be strong and bold and blessed.